Welcome. You're listening to Happy Hour, Crab Radio Live, brought to you courtesy of the Quack House Radio Network, straight from Crab Radio's dungeon. For those of you that might remember the old Trifecta broadcast, this will be loosely based on that, which ended its broadcasting career New Year's Day 2011. We're going to pick up right where that left off and still continue to bring you the best sounding bootlegs that you'll find anywhere on the web, or at least I think so. Let's move into the rock and roll, but first, I need to let you all know that there is also a chat box window that you can access by pointing your browser at www.quackhouseradio.net and look for Quack House 4 or QH4 channel. We'll be in the chat there, as well as possibly other listeners, and you may be able to get some direct feedback there. There's also a little flash player in the corner that may or may not be your method of choice to listen to the stream, and might prove to be less cumbersome than Winamp or Windows Media Player or whatever you choose to use. And without further ado, let's move into the bootlegs.
Scorpions are a German rock band formed in 1965 in Hanover, Germany by Rudolf Schenker. Since the band's inception, its musical styles range from hard rock to heavy metal. The lineup from 78 to 92 was the most successful incarnation of the group and included Klaus Meine on vocals, Rudolf Schenker on rhythm guitar, Matthias Javs on lead guitar, Francis Buchholz on bass guitar, and Hermann Rerbel on drums. The band's only constant member has been Schenker, although Meine has been the lead singer for all the band's studio albums, and Javs has been a consistent member since 79. It's that incarnation that we're going to hear tonight. From April 25th, 1978, a live bootleg from Nagoya, Japan. This Scorpions bootleg was not part of the live album Tokyo Tapes, which was recorded on the 24th and 27th of April, 1978. This is a soundboard recording from the Taken by Force tour and is the second of four nights in Japan.
Freunde, die Scorpions freuen sich darauf, hier heute Abend in der Nagoya Street Hokkaido vor euch zu spielen. Aus Deutschland.
and Nagoya to play for you tonight. Thank you very much for the warm welcome in Japan. Thank you. Oh yeah, I hope we can be feeling together tonight. Okay, give this go! Subarashi. Yeah. Okay, next song we're going to do is from our Belgian killer, Pinky Love! the sky.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
these girls in here. We're gonna take them right now. Are you ready? Are you ready? He's
Come on! Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
already mentioned, Rudolf Schenker, the band's rhythm guitarist, launched a band in 65. At first, the band had beat influences, and Schenker himself handled the vocals. Things began to come together in 1970 when Schenker's younger brother Michael and vocalist Klaus Meine joined the band. In 72, the group recorded and released their debut album, Lonesome Crow, with Lothar Heimberg on bass and Wolfgang Zeini on drums. During the Lonesome Crow tour, the Scorpions opened for upcoming British band UFO. Near the end of the tour, guitarist Michael Schenker accepted an offer of lead guitar for UFO. Uli Roth, a friend of Michael's, was then introduced to the band and helped them to finish off the tour. The departure of Michael Schenker led to the breakup of the band, and that almost spelled the end of the Scorpions. In 1973, Uli Roth, who helped the Scorpions complete the Lonesome Crow tour, was offered the role as lead guitarist, but turned the band down, preferring instead to remain in the band, Dawn Road. Rudolf Schenker eventually decided that he wanted to work with Roth, but didn't want to resurrect the last Scorpions lineup. He attended some of Dawn Road's rehearsals and ultimately decided to join the band, which consisted of Roth, Francis Buchholz on bass, Akin Kirsten, I have no idea how to pronounce his name, on keyboards, and Jürgen Rosenthal on drums. Uli Roth and Buchholz persuaded Rudolf Schenker to invite Klaus Meine to join on vocals, which he soon did. While there were more members of Dawn Road than Scorpions in the band, they decided to use the Scorpions name because it was more well-known in the German hard rock scene, as an album had already been released under that name. And, I don't know, that concert we just heard catches the Scorpions right as they were entering into their meteoric rise to fame, and that was probably Scorpions at some of their best.